We all belong to the school, to a school in which, whose prophets are martyrs, leaders are martyrs. And for this reason, today we are on the day of this martyrdom. We are in our natural element and natural context, as we have been always to our martyr Abbas al-Musawi, and as we have followed in the footsteps of the Sheikh, because in a true battle, in a bloody battle, in which we defend our land, our nation, our people, our holy land, in the face of all the greed and the threats, the challenges and the aggression, which is represented by Israel, America, and those who are on their side. Brothers and sisters, today, and there's not enough time, and it's raining, and they are waiting. It's not enough to do justice to Hajj Imad. We will do this, and we'll do our duties in the following days. But before his pure funeral, and before the whole world who anticipate the position of Hezbollah at this hour, I would like to reiterate a few points. First, they see the martyrdom, the Zionists see the martyrdom of Hajj Imad as a great accomplishment, and we see it as a tiding for the victory in the offing. Let's remember, this has been the case with Sheikh Ravid. They killed him, and the resistance was stepped up, and Israel was ousted from the mountain, from the capital, and from most of the southern, except for the occupied part, because of his resistance. And it's not because of the international resolutions or international intervention, which we haven't seen anything from them except their support for the Zionists. This has been also what the case with Sheikh Abdul Bar al-Musawi. They killed him, and they thought the resistance would fall apart, but instead it was strengthened. And a few years later, they were defeated in 2000 by virtue of the blood of the martyrdom of Abbas al-Musawi, and again, not by virtue of the international resolutions or international community. And today, they killed the brother leader, Hajj ibn Maghniyah, and they think, in so doing, the resistance will fall apart. They kill him in the context of Tammuz war, which is still continuing until this moment. There hasn't been any announcement of ceasefire. So politically and financially and militarily, it is still continuing and is supported by the same countries which supported War Tammuz. He was killed within the context of this war, but they are totally mistaken, totally wrong, as they were wrong in killing Sheikh Raiz and in killing Sheikh Abbas. Since Tammuz war in 2006, which was closely linked to Imad Mughniyah, to the day of his martyrdom, it's my responsibility. We will have to start the downfall of Zionist if the blood of Sheikh Ravid kicked them out of Lebanon, And if the blood of Sayyid Abbas ousted them from the borders, from the occupied borders, and the blood of Imad Mughniya will wipe them out of existence. I'm saying this not just as an impulsive reaction and not an emotional reaction, but it is upon contemplation. Listen to what I have to say. You all know that Ben-Gurion was the founder of Zionist state in Palestine. And so he is the most expert, most experienced when it comes to the weakness and strength of this Zionist. Listen to Ben-Gurion, what he has to say. Even though the leaders of Arabs, if they read, they would have finished this Zionist. He says, Israel will fall, will collapse, not just get driven out of Lebanon, Palestine. No, as an entity, Zionists will fall after the defeat of the first war. Israel will collapse after it is defeated in a war. And Israel lost its war in 2006. Zionists call it the third war. That's not now. But the leading strategists in Israel call it the first war. And Israel unanimously leftists and rightists, extremists and non-extremists, because it doesn't have any moderate. They all unanimously agreed that they lost the war. That they lost the war. The report of Ingrad, which was lenient in order to save face Israel, because the truth is still that it was a big failure and a big fiasco, impotence and weakness, and on a political leadership level, and military as well. This came in the report in Ligurat. Olmert. They talked about some of the truth and to warn Israel. So the question, why did they fail? Why did they lose the war? Though, as they say, they have a strong army in the Middle East, and they have high sophisticated weapons. To put it simply, they lost because they faced, throughout the 33 days, they faced resistance, a serious, steadfast, courageous resistance, because in Lebanon, in Tammuz War, because Imad Mughniya and his brothers, along with his brothers, fought them. Those were waiting for them, lurking for them. They fought them courageously, intelligently, and because of this, Israel lost its first war. And now it is doomed to, according to the historical laws, and according to the promise of his founder, it is doomed to collapse, to fall. Then the blood of this Imad will culminate in, will come, the blood of all those martyrs and all the resistance leaders and jihadists will culminate it in the downfall of Israel, inshallah. this cancerous usurping amidst our people. Second, let all the people, the believers, and let them understand, and the enemy as well, let them understand that they have committed a huge folly. Now I have and before my brothers who are aware of the truth and all the facts, I tell the friends and enemies, there is no weakness and no flaw, no weakness in amidst their resistance. The brothers of Imad Mughniyah will continue his path and his project, his fight, and his blood, just like in the past. Sayyid Abbas, what is the spiritual unity and emotional unity he created amidst Hezbollah, and how he motivated the resistance? They don't know it because they belong to a different culture, a total different culture. As for the Hajj Ridwan, will just make us stronger and will increase our solidarity and is an incentive to carry on our path. About this point, I would like to tell the enemies that Hajj Imad has accomplished everything, and today he is, as he has left us, he has not left except little in terms of what we have to accomplish. Since the end of the war, we have started preparing for another day. Today, for a day that Israel, with its hostile nature, will attack Lebanon. And this is what Lebanon said. The second day, the refugees returned, and a big part of our movement were overseeing the construction. As for those who were fighting, they started from day one to get ready for an outcome from a war that might be coming. And what I promised before, and this is not about the future, Hajj Imad will accomplish what in the past. Today, Hezbollah and the Islamic resistance it is perfectly prepared to face any possible aggression. And I say any aggression against Lebanon. In the past, I talked about the missiles. But today, I'll talk about the youth, because we have the leader of this youth and one of the biggest leaders. Beno-Grad said that a few thousand of fighters held out for a few weeks against the Israeli army, which was considered the most powerful army in the Middle East, and acknowledged defeat. Today, after they killed Hajj Imad, let them hear me well. In any upcoming war, you will not just see one Imad Mughniyah, one single Imad Mughniyah, and not just a few thousand of fighters. Imad Mughniyah has left behind him tens of thousands of fighters, of trained fighters, equipped, well-equipped fighters who are ready for martyrdom. Third, the third point to the enemy because we, and to the friend, apologizing to the friend, I say the following. The Zionists killed Hajj Mughniyeh in Damascus. And all our investigations so far indicate this. And Israel have also responded in the way they comment in holding and being responsible for the assassination. I tell them, you have killed Hajj Imad outside the battlefield, outside the natural battlefield. We have always have had our war on the Lebanese battlefield, and you were killed, and we fought in this Lebanese land. You have overstepped the boundaries. I won't talk more, but I will just quote one statement from Tammuz war. When I addressed you the first time, and I told you, O Zionist, if you ask for it, if you ask for an open war, let it be. Let it be an open war. And I promise victory for the believers, because I trust in God and in the believers and in the resistance. Today, just one word. In the face of this assassination, the style, Zionist, if you want this type of open war, let the whole world hear. So let it be. We have, just like everyone, we have a holy right to defend ourselves. And whoever, when whatever aids in this, in the fighting for in this right, we will do this, that. First, on the 14th of Shabbat, today is the commemoration of martyr Rafiq Hariri. We would have loved to merge those martyrdoms, but some always want to rechannel the occasion to insults. And it's not enough to insult each other. When we see a hand that is stretched out, when we see it is honest, we welcome it, and we will. But I, on the occasion of this martyrdom of Hariri, and the blessed for our leader, one of the biggest leader of our Hezbollah, I want to respond to this ceremony of insult. I just want to limit to one word. Let all hear. Lebanon, for which we have offered the most precious leaders and the most intelligent leaders and our children as martyrs, this Lebanon will never be Israeli. This Lebanon will never be an Israeli and will never be a land for Israel. And this Lebanon will never be Americanized. This Lebanon will never be divided, and it will not be divided to a federalism. And whoever doesn't want this, they can go to their to their leaders in Tel Aviv, in Washington. This Lebanon will be a land of national unity and coexistence, peace, and in the teeth of all the enemies, it will be the land of resistance, victory, and national dignity. In a brief word, I say, in the teeth of all the all of the wills of this, who want to rally against Lebanon and Syria, they're calling for army to fight, and despite all of the those people, this Lebanon will remain a land of national unity, dignity, honor, sovereignty, and that's why it always deserves martyrdom from Rafiq Hariri, Imad al-Mughniya, and all of them. Brothers and sisters, let's pray for our brother and bid him farewell and renew our allegiance. Let's lift on our shoulders a leader on whose leadership we take pride, and martyrdom in whose martyrdom again we take pride, and raise our voice to all the murderers that we will continue the resistance until victory is secured, until complete victory is true. And may God bless you. And may God grant him a place along with the other prophet martyrs. And you have left a lot of people like you behind you in terms of your dignity, courage, and intelligence. And for the martyrs who have gone and those who will continue, and we say our lot is victory.